one thing that I always enjoy when I am traveling, and that is being with other parts of the body. Last week I was in Seattle, and the week before I was in the fellowship in Vancouver, and each one of these places, we find little people, little groups, but people that truly love the Lord.
上个礼拜，上个周六我在西雅图，再上个周六我在温哥华，在每一个地方我都看见有一群的人，他们是爱主的。
If the world were to judge them, they would say not much.
从世人的眼光看，他们好像没有什么。
But there is really always a feeling at home and a unitedness when we're with the saints.
当我们与圣徒们在一起的时候，就好像在家里面一样，能与他们连接在一起。
But when I walked in here this morning, I felt more at home than ever.
今天早上我走进来的时候，我更觉得我是在家里。It
truly indeed is good to have a place that you can call home.
若是有个地方你能够称为家的话，实在是太好了。
And though I felt at home the last 2 weeks in the Northwest, I really feel at home this morning.
虽然我上两个礼拜在西北的地方觉得是在家里面，但是今天我实在更觉得是在家里面。
Let's look at three different scriptures beginning in Genesis.
让我们先看一些圣经，创世纪。
Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章。
And the 23rd verse.
第23节。
Genesis 2:23, and Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man."
上世纪第二章23节，亚当说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。
And then just look up to the verse 18, the last phrase, "I will make him a helper comparable to him."
八节后面一段，我要为他造一个配偶，帮助他。
And the last of the 20th verse.
在二十节。
But for Adam, there was not found a helper comparable to him.
为亚当，只是那人，就是亚当，没有遇见配偶帮助他。
Now let's look over to 1 Corinthians 12.
让我们翻到哥林多前书第十二章。
1 Corinthians 12, beginning with the 12th verse. Through the 27th verse. Here in this passage, the Lord gives us an example of His eternal purpose. And the example that He gives us in order for us to understand His eternal purpose is a picture of our human body. So you already have a clue of what we're going to be looking at this morning. Continuing on this thought that we've really been looking at for 9 months is when I have been up here speaking, and that is God's eternal purpose. You know, the Lord is the best of teachers. And He is the best at giving examples. And so for us to understand what His heart is all about, one example He gives us is this human frame, this human body. This body isn't just for us. It's really to show us every day when we look at others or when we look at ourselves in the mirror what God's heart is all about.
这个身体并不只是为了我们，乃是让我们每一天，当我们在看我们自己的身体，或是看别人的身体的时候，我们就知道神的心意是什么。
So let's just think of that as we look at this. This is really the essence of God's whole purpose is in these few verses.
在这段圣经里面，就是让我们看见神，他目的的一个心意。
Chapter 12, verse 12. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greek, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit.
但十二节十三节，就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，人是一个身子，基督也是这样。我们不拘是犹太人，是希利人，是为奴的，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，以一位圣灵。
For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, am I not of the body? Is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body?
身子原不是一个肢体乃是许多肢体若色若脚说我不是手所以不属乎身子他不能因此就不属乎身子色若耳说我不是眼所以不属乎身子他也不能因此就不属乎身子
If the whole body were an eye, where would there be a hearing? If the whole body were hearing, where would there be smelling?But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body, just as He pleased.
第七节十八节，若全身是眼，从哪里听声呢？若全身是耳，从哪里闻味呢？但如今神随自己的意思，把肢体居各安排在身上。
And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now indeed, there are many members, yet one body.
若都是一个肢体，身子在哪里呢？但如今肢体是多的，身子却是一个。
And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. No, much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary.
二十节，不能对手说我用不着你，头也不能对脚说我用不着你。不但如此，身上肢体人以为软弱的，更是不可少的。
And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor, and our unpresentable parts have greater modesty. But our presentable parts have no need, but God composed the body, having given greater honor to the part which lacks it.
身上肢体我们看为不体面的，越发给它加上体面；不俊美的，越发得着俊美。我们俊美的肢体虽然用不着装饰，但神配搭这身子，把加倍的体面给那有缺陷的肢体。
That there should be no schism, no division in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffers with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ.And members individually.
免得身上分门别类，想要肢体彼此相顾。若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体一同快乐。你们就是基督的身体，并且各自做肢体。
And let's look at two more verses in Romans chapter 12.
让我们再看罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12. Let's look at verses 4 and 5.
让我们看第四节第五节。
For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we being many are one in the body of Christ, and individually are members of one another.
第二章第四节第五节，正如我们一个身体上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。
Let's just take another moment and have a word of prayer. Again this morning, Father, we're reminded that none of us are spirit. Father, your whole being is spirit. And you desire, Father, that we have your spirit and understand your spirit. And so this morning by faith, we cast ourselves upon you for teaching. We cast ourselves upon you for seeing. We cast ourselves upon you for hearing. Speak, Lord, so that we can hear.
主求你说话，让我们能够听见。
By faith, we claim this this morning.
因着信，我们今天早上来支取这一切。
That we might come into the fullness of your eternal purpose.
我们能够进入到你永远旨意的丰富里去
and satisfy your heart.
能够使你的心得到满足
while we're on this earth for such a short while.
当我们在这人生短暂的日子里面
we thank you in Christ's name, amen.
我们想感谢你靠主耶稣的名 amen.
I said earlier, the Lord is the greatest of teachers.
我刚刚说过，我们的主是最好的教师。
And I think often when we open up in the middle of the book of Joshua to chapter 20 and 21, and there are a lot of big names and a lot of cities, we say, boy, you really got to know a lot of stuff to understand that.
当我们打开约书亚记第二十章第二十一章的时候，看见有那么多的名字，那么多的地名，我们想说你一定必须要知道许多的事情才能够明白这一些。
And I really don't know if I'll ever be able to come into God's full purpose because I don't think I have the gift that Brother Philip has.
我想我没有像宗弟兄那样的恩赐。
So Brother Philip will be probably the only one that really understands it and makes it to the end.
宗弟兄是唯一一个他知道，所以能够一直讲到。
Well, maybe there's one person in our fellowship, you know, that will get the full award.
也许在我们聚会中间有一个人能够得到全部的奖赏。
But you know, I think one of the reasons that the Lord has laid on my heart the last 6 months, this whole thing on God's eternal purpose is because I'm not too smart.
我想因为我不是很聪明的，所以主在过去六个月里面一直把这个神永远的旨意这件事情放在我的心里。
And the Lord has been showing me how really simple His whole plan is.
神让我看见他的计划是何等的简单。
You know, as we look at the Bible, it really is just a summary of God's eternal purpose for.
当我们读圣经的时候，我们看见它就是神永远旨意的一个大纲。
From beginning to end, it speaks of just one person, God.
从头到尾都只讲一个人，就是神。
And God's Son, Jesus.
还有神的儿子主耶稣。
And then also people.
也讲到人。
The body of Christ.
就是基督的身体。
I think we'll just wait a minute till everyone.
让我们等他们一下。
We have some recruits. Those of you just came in, we're going to be looking this morning at God's eternal purpose as it relates or as it is mentioned to the body of Christ.
我们今天早上要讲到神永远的旨意，就是基督的身体。
And so in looking at the body as a whole, we see that there are really just a few subjects.Few topics that go from Genesis to Revelation.
让我们从整体来看的话，只有几个主题，从创世纪一直到末了，都是只有几个主题。
And recently we have just demonstrated a few of these threads that speak of God's eternal purpose from Genesis to Revelation.
我们也曾经从创世纪一直到启示录看，用一些例子来看见神的永远的旨意。
One of the things that'sOn all of our minds,
有一个是在我们每一个人心里的。
We think of really daily, practically.
就是我们每天都想到的。
Is the word marriage.
就是婚姻。
And God has used not only our physical marriage, but then He has carried that through in the Bible to demonstrate His eternal purpose.
他并不只是用我们的婚姻，他也在圣经里面用婚姻的关系来讲到他永远的旨意。
And there in Genesis we see God making this statement, it is not good for man to live alone.
在创世纪里我们就看到神说那人独居不好。
And we have the first picture of what God's eternal purpose is.
我们就看见神永远旨意的第一个图画。
We could change that verse to read, it is not good for God to live alone.
我们也甚至可以把那节圣经改成说神独居不好。
Because that's really what God was telling us in that verse.
其实就那节圣经神就是这样对我们说的。
He has wanted a bride.
他要一个心腹。
And so from Genesis to Revelation, we see this picture in many different ways. God's eternal purpose has represented as seen in this word marriage.
从创世纪一直到启示录，在不同的地方，我们一直看见神永远的旨意就在这个婚姻的关系里面表明出来。
God's Son is extremely large.
神的儿子是非常的大。
And in order for there to be something complementing His Son, there must be an enlargement of Christ.
要能够来匹配他的儿子的话，必须要让基督能够扩大。
And that's where we come in. In order for Christ to be enlarged or manifested, there needs to be a marriage so that there can be sons.
要让基督能够表明出来，那你就必须要有婚姻的关系，能够产生出儿子来。
Christ, the groom, has been prepared. Now what is necessary, of course, is the bride.
新郎就是基督已经预备好了，现在就是新妇。
Another example that the Lord, God uses all through the Bible to help us understand His eternal purpose, and we see this again from Genesis to the last chapter, chapter 21 of Revelation, is the children of Israel.
在从创世纪到启示录21章，神一直用一般的人，就是以色列人，让我们来看见他神永远的心意。
God has taken a race, the Jewish race, a people to demonstrate way back there at the beginning, His heart.
神拣选的一个族类，就是以色列人，他来从一开始就来表明他的心意。
And if we follow the most, let's see,the story that's told the most in the Bible, we really start to understand God's heart.
若是我们看在圣经里面所提到最多次的故事，我们就明白神的心意了。
What story is told probably more than any other story in the Bible?
哪一个故事是在圣经里面提到最多次的？
Apostle Paul used to mention it. Stephen mentioned it.It's mentioned by David. All through the Bible, there's one story that's constantly mentioned.
使徒保罗提到过，史蒂凡也提到过，大卫也一直不断的提到，是哪一个故事呢？
The Exodus, the children of Israel coming out of the world, coming out of Egypt.
就是以色列人出埃及的故事。
That's God's heart.
那个就是神的心意。
So God repeats it all through the Old Testament, all through the New Testament, all through the epistles.All the way down to Revelation.
所以神在旧约里面，在新约里面，在书信里面，一直到最后，他一直不断的在一次一次的说。
From looking at that story, we can understand exactly what is the dominant thought in God's heart.
我们读那个故事，我们就真的能够知道什么是神的心意了。
And it's the exact picture of what He wants us to experience.
那也是他要我们每一个人所经历的。
He wants us to come out of the world.
他要我们离开世界。
So we have to go to work tomorrow in our heart to come out of the world so it does not have an attachment.
虽然我们明天都要去上班，但是我们的心却是离开这个世界。
He wants us to be baptized into Christ just as the children of Israel were baptized into Moses as they went through the Red Sea.
他要我们受礼受浸归入基督的名下。
He wants to guide them then into what we were studying this morning Sunday school.Into the promised land so that they can receive their full inheritance.
神也带领那些以色列人进到迦南美地，他们应许之地，所以他们能够得到他们的产业。
And their full inheritance is the fullness of Christ.
他们的产业就是基督一切的丰富。
And the other example that we have looked at in the past, again, one of these threads that goes all the way through the Bible is the word tabernacle.
还有一个例子就是说到会幕。
God wanted to be.In the presence of his people.
神愿意在他的百姓的中间。
You see how these are related? We just talked about marriage.
你看到这些是怎么连接在一起？我们才讲到婚姻。
God wanting a people, the people of Israel.
神要一般人，以色列人。
And now we see this word tabernacle. He wants to be right there in the middle.
我们看到会幕就是他愿意住在他的百姓中间。
I think if we look carefully, we can see something about this tabernacle.That we can apply today.
让我们仔细的看这个会幕的话，我们也可以把它应用在我们的身上。
God wanted to be their government.
神愿意成为他们的政府。
God desired to be their protection.
神愿意成为他们的保护。
Their security.
成为他们的安息。
When they would step out of their tent, you know, and they just were frustrated, they'd look and there would be the cloud.
他们当他们出到帐幕外的时候，他们心里着急，他们就看见那个云彩。
When they might hear the wolves howling there over on the mountainside at night, but they would see the pillar of fire.
晚上也许他们听到在山上那个狼的嚎叫，但是他们能够看见那个火柱。
When they became thirsty because that was it's one of the hottest places on the face of the earth during the day, where the tabernacle would be their provision.
当他们白天的时候觉得很干渴的时候，因为那个地方是世界上最热的地方，但是这个会幕就成为他们的预备。
They knew from looking at that tabernacle that they did not have to worry about starving to death or by a drought.
他们看见那个会幕，他们就知道他们不会饿死，也不会很饥渴。
And God wanted them to rely upon Him because He and learn about Him even through daily physical provision.
神愿意他们借着他们每天日常生活的供应来学习，来依靠神，来向神的学习。
All they had to do is to look up.
他们唯一要做的事情就是向上看。
It's exactly the same today. All we have to do is to look up. We do not have to worry.
今天我们也是一样，我们只需要向上看，我们并不需要担心。
Look up and see that God was in His place.
看是神是在这里。
God was near.
神就在我们旁边。
God surrounded them.
神是包围着他们。
They had no idea about tomorrow.
他们不知道明天如何。
But God was there tomorrow.
但是神就在那里，明天神也在那里。
And the whole idea of God was for them just to rest.
神的旨意就是要他们安息。
Their shoes weren't going to wear out.
他们的鞋子不会穿坏。
Everything physical, spiritual, peace, joy, all was available right there in the center of them. In the center of their camp.
他们一切物质的需要，属灵的需要，都在那个他们帐幕的中间。
What a picture of Christ.
这就是一个基督的一个图画。
What Christ wants to do today.
也是基督今天要做的一件事情。
Where Christ wants to reside today.
今天也是神要居住的地方。
Anytime during tomorrow, the day tomorrow, if we have a little anxiety, a little frustration, we have lost sight of the tabernacling, the tenting, the dwelling,of Christ in our midst, namely our heart.
若是在我们明天一天的生活里面，我们有任何的焦急、焦虑的话，就是因为我们失去了那个神同在的感觉。
So when we get to Revelation, we see right there at the end of the book the word "I tabernacle with you."
在启示录里，我们就看最后，我们就看到这句话说，神的帐幕居住在人间。
You see, brothers and sisters, this morning how uncomplicated really the Bible is.
所以弟兄姊妹，您看到这个圣经实在是不是非常复杂的。
I'm sure a lot of you think when some of the brothers get up here and share, you know, when are we going to get into something deep other than this word Christ?
有时候你们会觉得说，当听到弟兄们交通的时候，我们就会想说，什么时候我们才能够更进一步而不是只是讲到基督呢？
Because we are so tainted with the world.When we mention the word Christ as physical, spiritual, mental provision, it is so difficult for us to get through all of this intellect.
我们的心因为被世界都占据了，所以我们当我们讲到基督是我们物质上属灵上的一切的供应的时候，我们就很难了解。
The most difficult thing for you and I, education, is with our education is to.Draw near to Christ.
我们最难的一件事情就是来亲近基督。
When we have a problem, we will do anything. We'll fret, we'll study, we'll worry to resolve that without drawing near to Christ.
当我们遇见困难的时候，我们会想办法去研究，去想想尽办法来解决它，但是我们却不来到基督面前。
And that is the summary of the Old Testament. Man's failure.To draw near to God's provision.
那就是旧约的给我们看到的一件事情，就是人的失败就是因为他们不来到神的面前。
As we move through the Bible, another good example of God's eternal purpose is the temple.
我们在从圣殿来看见神的心意。
Have you ever thought why a man who fornicated with Bathsheba was considered a man after God's own heart?
你没有想过说，大卫他虽然与拔示巴有这样不好的关系，但是他却被神称为说是合神心意的人呢？
You know, we've heard the story of the temple so many times, we just sort of take it for granted.
我们常常听到有关于圣殿的故事，我们就以为就是这样子。
But you know, we can sit here this morning and hear the story, these stories, examples of God's eternal purpose.And not know what God's eternal purpose was.
今天早上我们可以坐在这边听到神永远的旨意的各式各样的例子跟故事，但是我们却不能够明白他永远的旨意。
King Saul was a great man. He even was a believer, but he did not know God's eternal purpose.
扫罗王是一个伟大的人，他也是一个信主的人，但是他却不明白神永远的旨意。
Who came up with the idea of a temple?
谁起了意要来建圣殿的呢？
God or David?
是神还是大卫？
David did.
是大卫。
See, in Moses' time, God came up with the idea of the tabernacle and architected it and engineered it right down to the last bolt.
在摩西的时代里面，是神起意要建一个会幕，他一计划一切的事情。
But David's revelation had seen one day God's eternal purpose.
因着大卫有了启示，他有一天看见了神永远的旨意。
And he says, "Eureka! Good news! I see what God's after."
他就很高兴，他说：“真是好的消息，我知道神的心意是什么。”
God wants to dwell with His people.
神要与他的子民住在一起。
God wants to be here on this earth.
神愿意住在这个世上。
So we see in 1 Chronicles there where, towards the end of the book, where God wanted to put his feet, make the earth his footstool.
在我们在历代志上最后的时候，我们就看到神愿意这个地成为他的脚凳。
And for that to be possible, David knew that there needed to be a house.
为了让这个能够得到成全，大卫知道那个需要盖建了一个圣殿。
And so that is why we see David's name even till today in Jewish history through the Bible. David saw the thing that counted.
我们这就是直到今天我们看见大卫的名字一直在被提到。
God dwelling with and in the midst of his people.
神愿意居住在他的百姓中间。
Another example of God's eternal purpose.
另外一个神旨永远旨意的一个例子。
We touched on this before, and that's the picture of the city.
那就是圣城的一个图案。
And in the city, we see the word fellowship.
在圣城里面，我们看到有交通。
Jerusalem was the example in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面，耶路撒冷就是那个。
And that great wall around it was a testimony of something very precious in the inside.
他在外面的城墙就是见证说在里面有个非常宝贵的。
The Lord Jesus himself dwelling in Mount Zion.
主耶稣他自己居住在锡安山上。
And everything outside of that wall was the world.
在那城墙之外一切的事情都是属世的。
And the Lord has been preparing for a city in the future.
神也在预备一个未来的城市。
And just as David spent the last years of his life gathering stones, gathering wood, gathering gems, so the Lord today is gathering material for the New Jerusalem.
就像大卫在他最后的年日中为了圣殿预备了石头、木材跟各式各样的宝石，主今天在最后的日子里面也在为预备为着圣城预备材料。
And we see David again playing a big part of God's eternal purpose because of his understanding of the city.
因为他认识那个城，所以他在神永远的旨意里面占了一个很重要的角色。
For years, the Jebusites had controlled Jerusalem.
许多年来，耶布斯人一直在那边占据着耶路撒冷。
An impregnable city.Impregnable. It was unable to enter the city.
你没有办法进到那个城里面。
But God gave David the word to take the city.
但是神就给大卫这个话，让他去占领那个城市。
And David's men scaled the wall, took the city.
然后大卫的人就上去了，占据了这个城市。
And we see a beautiful picture of recovering what God's after.
我们就看到一个非常美丽的图画，看见神恢复的工作。
Until we get to Revelation, we see that New Jerusalem where there's that one street of fellowship.
在那个新耶路撒冷城，我们看见那只有一条的街，就是交通的街。
Street always gives us picture of fellowship.
街道一总是让我们看见交通。
And though that New Jerusalem is going to be a huge size, there's only one street.
虽然新耶路撒冷是非常大的，但是它只有一条街。
One perfect fellowship.
只有一个完美的交通。
And as we move into the New Testament, again, God's eternal purpose continues to give us, we see the thread.
我们再到新约圣经里面，我们也继续看到神永远旨意的那一条线。
We see the picture of the church.
我们看见教会的图案。
We see the picture of these that have been called out.
我们看见那些被呼召的人。
Those who have been separated to God.
那些被分别为神的人。
A people who no longer need the things of the world to give them life.
那一群人是不需要在这世以世上的事物来给他们生命的。
You know, the world needs good smells to titillate them.
世上的人需要一些有很好闻的事情让他们来刺激他
们。A person in the world receives much happiness from food.
世上的人喜欢吃食物就得到喜悦。
Much thought goes into clothing and home.
或者是穿着或者是住屋。
And of course, cars and things and everything around us. All of these things are the things that get us up, get us going.
或者是汽车跟其他一切所有的事情，这些事情就让我们能够起来，能够继续努力。
These are all outward things that the world uses to stimulate us.
这些事情就是这世界用来刺激我们的。
God's way is always eternal.
但是神的道路乃是永远的。
He wants to give us something within where those things, whether we have them or don't have them, make no difference.
他要给我们一些东西是在我们里面的，不管我们有没有这世上的这些享受都无所谓。
I often use the example, and the Lord uses the example, and I think it's a great example, and that is of a man and a woman.
我常常用这个例子，神也用这个例子，我觉得是一个非常好的例子，就是男人与女人。
Those of you who are married this morning can test your marriage by this example.
今天你们若是结婚的，今天早上就可以用这个来测验你们的婚姻。
You know, a good relationship does not have to have a romantic environment.
一个很好的关系并不需要一个很罗曼蒂克的情景。
It doesn't have to be a great evening of candlelight, of intimacy overlooking the bay, to make it a good evening.
若是想要一个有很好的一个晚上的话，并不需要一些有蜡烛光的晚餐，或者是非常美丽的可以看见海湾的情景。
When there is a relationship there, all that is necessary is that woman.
若是那个有一个很美好的关系在那，就是只要有那个女人存在就可以。
All the woman wants is the presence of that man.
这女人要的就是要那男人的存在。
If they're truly in love, they can't see the atmosphere.The environment.
若是他们是真正的相爱的话，他们就看不见这外面的这些事情。
This is what God wants.
这就是神所要的。
This is what God wants to give us.
这也是神要给我们的。
He wants us to have that type of a relationship with Him.
他愿意我们与他有那样子的关系。
You know, I think we can just stop there for a minute and just even looking at our own fellowship here.
就是我们来看我们自己的聚会。
Every meeting is not perfect by a long shot.
每一个聚会并不都是完美的。
And I think God sort of sets it up that way so that all the meetings aren't really perfect.
这就是神特意的安排，让每一个聚会都不是那么完美。
It's so easy for you and I to become enamored with.Oh, the good singing or the good teaching.
我们常常会就是喜欢有很好的唱诗或者有很好的讲台。
And man has a tendency then to say, well, I'm going to go here because there's good singing.
人也许会说我愿意去这里，因为这边唱诗唱得很美。
They have people that have been to seminary and they have their doctorate of theology and they really know how to communicate and to preach.
或者是他们去过了很好的神学院，他们有神学院的博士学位，他们知道怎么样来教导人。
But you know, God wants us to come not for those reasons, but to come because He wants to dwell among His people.
神要我们来到他面前，并不是为了这些原因，乃是他愿意居住在我们中间。
He wants us to enjoy Him because it's Him, not because of these other things, these Christian trappings.
他要我们来单单的享受他，而不是因为这些外面基督教的一些事物。
And again, if we are serious with the Lord and we come to the fellowship, even coming right now, say, Lord, I want to hear from you. I want to make you happy. I want to please you. It will be a great experience.
就是今天我们聚到他面前的话，我们就有一个心跟神说，我们愿意来得到你，我们愿意来让你的心得到满足。
It'll be a lasting experience.
这会成为一个永远的一个经历。
You know, we can go to the ballet and have a wonderful evening.
我们可以去看芭蕾舞，有一个非常美好的晚上。
Between the dancing, between the symphony, it can warm our heart.
这些舞蹈跟这些交响乐团都能够很让我们心里面得到温暖。
We call that entertainment.
那个就是我们的娱乐。
But the next day, it's gone.
但是第二天呢就都过去了。
I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that.
我并不说那有什么不好。
I'm just saying that God is interested in a lasting relationship.
神，我就是说神要有的是一个持续的关系。
He wants to have us in his heart, just like this man has his right woman in his heart.
他愿意他在我们的心中就像一个男人有一个女人在他心中一样。
And even if he has to go off to battle, that man is in that woman's heart.
虽然这男人也许会要出去征战，但是他一直在他妻子的心中。
And there has been many expressions of great love when men have been off to battle.And the wife has been faithful, and the man has been faithful, and they're separated.
在有许多的故事就说到，当丈夫出去征战的时候，妻子在家中是非常的忠实，丈夫也是忠实。
Expressions of love that far exceed when they're close together.
这样的关系比他们在一起的时候更美。
And the last time we were here, we talked just briefly about this.Divine purpose of God, this eternal purpose of God, as seen in one new man.
上次我们就讲到神圣的一个旨意，神永远的旨意，就是说到一个新人。
And I just want to again emphasize this morning the word one.
我今天早上愿意再注意，让我们注意到这个一。
This is so foreign to us because we're an island to ourselves.
这对我们是非常陌生的，因为我们连自己都不认得。
We're so independent in nature.
我们天性是那么样的要独立。
But in Christ, God.Found his one new man.
但是在基督里面，神找到那个他的一个新人。
Underlining the word new.
请注意新。
Old things have passed away.
旧事都过了，都过去了。
This old man. Those of you who are studying Romans 6, Friday night saw that old man was buried.
你们星期五晚上在读罗马书第六章的时候，就看见那个旧人已经被埋葬了。
And there is a new man, Christ.
有一个新人，就是基督。
That now rules and reigns.
在我们心里面，在掌权做王。
The very disposition of Christ it begins to grow in our heart.
让基督在这样子在我们心里面增长。
And this, brothers and sisters, is what God is after.
这就是神所要得着的。
And this is one of the biggest mistakes that in our Christian world of evangelism we make.
这也是我们今天基督教世界里面所做的一个非常大的错误。
As that men and women are going around and they're evangelizing people, people are accepting Christ, and that's it.
他们在那边四处宣扬福音，让人接受了主，就仅仅如此。
And when it comes to the end of our life, and when it comes to standing before the judgment seat of Christ, and when the inheritance is given, it will not be given to those of us who have just received Christ and have not Christ's character.
若是我们仅仅得救，没有基督的性格的话，当那天在审判台前的时候。我们就得不着我们的产业。
God is looking for character.
神所注意的乃是性格。
And this morning, we are going to look for just a few minutes at the picture, the body of Christ.
今天早上我们要来花一些时间看基督的身体。
2000 years ago, Christ was put in place as the head.
2000年以前，基督就成为头。
And since that time, the Lord has been God has been preparing a body to complement that head.
从那日起，神就一直在预备一个身体，要能够与这个头匹配。
God is very difficult, brothers and sisters, to understand.
我们是很难了解神的。
When we opened in prayer, we said God is a spirit.
当我们祷告的时候，我们说神是灵。
You and I are earthly. We're very sensual. It's very difficult for us to understand spirit.
我们是非常属世的人，我们没有办法明白属灵的事。
God understood that.
但是神知道你。
So therefore, he put himself in his son.
所以他把他自己放在他的儿子里面。
What does that mean?
这什么意思呢？
He put the way he thinks, the way he governs. He put his wisdom, he put his power into a human being.
他把他的想法，他怎么样管理事物的事情，他的智慧能力都放在他的儿子里面。
Why did he do that?
他为什么要这样子做？
So we can understand.
所以我们这样子我们就能明白。
That's why the Lord came to this earth 2,000 years ago.
所以主在2000年以前就来到这个世上。
So that God's eternal purpose.
所以神永远的旨意。
Man being connected to God could be understood.
神人能够与神连接在一起，能够明白。
Man could not grasp it.
人是不能够明白的。
Man could not see it.
人也看不见。
God would say, I'm holy.
神是圣洁的。
Don't touch the mountain, it's holy.
神说不要摸这个山，因为这山是圣山。
And man saw some signs but could not grasp it.
人虽然看见一些零零星星的事，但是却不能够明白。
There was this huge separation. There was God, and then there was man, and there could not be this coming together.
神与人之间有一个非常大的距离，没有办法在一起。
And then God put himself in a man, so people could watch this man walk around to see the way he acted and said,That's a man. Is it possible for me to be that way?
所以神就把他放在一个人的形状里面。当这个人在世上行走的时候，人就可以看见他，就说我们也可以像他一样。
And I started to open when they saw Jesus function.
当他们看见主在地上的时候，他们的眼有些人的眼睛就被打开。
We can be like that.
我们也能够像他一样。
Not in our own strength.
并不是靠着我们自己的能力
but in Christ.
但是基督的
And so heaven is so large
天是这么的大
God is so distant
神是那么的遥远
that God gave us a means through Christ to be able to understand him
经过因着基督神给我们一条道路我们能够来到他面前
but even at that it's difficult for us to understand
但即使这样子也是很难让我们能够明白的
Because some way we get our mind, Jesus was different than us.
我们在我们的脑海里想说主耶稣是与我们不一样。
That incidentally happens to be the understatement of the day. Yeah, how to say it. So, God gave us a body.
神给我们一个身体。
I should say it this way, God gave His Son a body.
神给他的，我应该这样说，神给他的儿子一个身体。
Now it gets closer to us.
那甚至就与我们更靠近一点。
You know what attracted most of us?
你知道什么能够最吸引我们的吗
？Usually, and if we had time, we'd go around. Usually, Christ and another person.
是基督，在另外一个人的身上。
I was talking to a young sister last night, and that was her testimony.
我昨天晚上与一个年轻的姊妹交通，那就是她的见证。
When she was in high school, she saw a Christian, and they were different.
当她在高中的时候，她看见有一个基督徒是不一样的。
So you see how the Lord, how the Father has gotten this message down to our level.
所以你看见我们的天父把他的信息放到我们能够明白的程度上。
Christ is so large that for him to be understood and manifested, God has put then portions of Christ in all of us.
神是这么的大，基督是这么大，他就把基督放在我们每一个人的里面。
And that's called the body.
那个就是身体。
And in each one, everyone who is a believer, every one of you who have received Christ, if you truly have received Christ, believe that you are a sinner, but Christ has made provision for that.Sin in your life, you're now a part of the body of Christ.
每一个接受主的人，虽然我们是罪人，但是神基督已经来解决了我们的罪。我们每一个都是在他的里面，我们也有基督在我们的里面。
And the example that God gives us, as we read this morning, is this body.
神给我们的一个例子就是我们这个身体。
He's made it so simple that we really stumble over the simplicity of the body.
他让他看起来是这么样的简单，我们常常就因此在这个简单的事上跌倒了。
We could look at different parts of this body, I think, for the next 20 hours and just begin to touch the surface of really what the body of Christ is all about.
我们看用看我们自己的身体，也许我们可以用许多的时间，就是来看看这就是什么是基督的身体。
You notice as you look at me, there's one body and one head.
你看看我，我有一个身体，一个头。
But there's not a body without a head.
但是不是一个没有头的身体。
And there's not a head without a body.
没有。
And we see, I think, in this illustration right here, the importance that each one here is to the person of Christ, person of God.
这就让我们看见，我们每一个人在这里面的人都是有神在我们里面的人。
Christ really cannot express himself.
基督不能够来表明他自己。没有我们，基督就不能表明他自己。
Again, Christ is difficult to understand.
我们也不能够明白基督。
But God, through His Son.Through the body expresses his son.
借着他的儿子，借的是身体来表明了他的儿子。
And so we begin to understand Christ through one another.
我们因着彼此，我们能够明白，开始明白基督。
One of the things that we saw as we read there, many members, but one body.
就是我们读到的，虽然有许多的肢体，却是一个身体。
I don't think we can hardly imagine what it would be like if we were all just eyeballs that rolled in here this morning.
我们实在是很难想象，若是我们每一个人今天都闭眼睛的话。
We definitely would have had to have the overhead up there because all we could do was see. It wouldn't do any good to have any hearing device because there would be no hearing, no speaking.
我们只能够看，不能够唱，也不能够说。
And yet, how many times do we wish that we were the speaker?
有多少的时候我们希望我们自己是能讲道的人
Or we think that we're not important.
或者是我们觉得自己不重要
And yet, we see in this passage that every member of the body is important.
在这段圣经里我们就看到每一个肢体都是很重要的
The digestive system is something that we really don't talk about in public.
消化系统是我们在公众前面不太谈论的事情
But a very important member of the body.
但是那却是身体里面非常重要的肢体。
You know, there's some very interesting characteristics of this body.
你知道在这个身体里面有一些非常有意思的一些特性。
First of all the parts love one another.
第一个就是每一个肢体都是彼此相爱的。
I have to be careful when I say that because really, this hand could care less about this hand.
我必须要很注意当我那样说因为这个手其实并不太在意这个手。
This hand by itself has really never thought about this hand.
这个手若是自己的话他从来不会想到另外一只手的。
And yet, as this hand stays connected to the head, it's always thinking about this hand.
当这只手它是与这个头连在一起的时候它就一直想到另外一只手。
I don't know if any of you have ever cut your finger in the door.
我不知道你们有没有在那个把让把手让门夹到了。
When you catch your finger in the door, this hand could care less.
当你这个手被门夹到的时候，另外一只手也不在乎。
But the head says to this hand, take care of this hand.
但是头就对另外一只手说，你需要来照顾那个受伤的手。
And so, unbeknownst.To even the injury here, the head gives direction.
这个虽然这手不知道，但是头是来发布施令的。
It says, hold this thumb very carefully so that the throbbing won't hurt.
所以他叫他这个另外一只手紧紧的抓住这个大拇指就不会痛了。
I'll finish the end of this story.
我要来讲完这个故事。
I was in Bible class last.Friday night in Seattle.
在上礼拜五晚上，我在西雅图的一个读查经。
And about that time, this crushed finger really started to throb.
这个受伤的手就开始非常痛。
And so I began to hold it very carefully.
所以我就开始紧紧的把抓住，很小心的抓着。
And I was very thankful that another member of the body was sitting next to me, who was a doctor.
我很高兴有一个医生，他就坐在我的旁边。
And He was, I think, connected to the Lord too.
所以我相信他也是与神连接在一起的。
Because he said, "Is something wrong?"
他就问我说是你有什么不舒服吗
？And I whispered to him. They were just beginning to read the scripture. I said that I caught my finger earlier in the morning. But all of a sudden, it's starting to throb.
当他们在开始读圣经的时候，我就轻轻地告诉他说，我这个手早上夹到门了，所以现在开，本来都很好，现在开始很痛。
And this brother says, no problem, I can take a paper clip, and I can poke a hole in it, and it'll get better.
那弟兄就跟我说，没有关系，我可以拿一个回纹针，然后扎一个洞在里面，那就会好。
And I quickly assured him it was okay.
所以我马上就告诉他说，没有关系，我很好。
But you know, the Lord, He's the head, and He's directing these things.
主是头，他是在掌管一切的事情。
And within a couple minutes, I was so sick and so painful. I said to him, "I need help."
几分钟以后，我因为非常的痛苦，非常的不舒服，我就跟他说，我实在需要你的帮忙。
He took me downstairs, heated up a needle until it was red hot, touched my fingernail without pressing at all. It melted a hole through it. There was a release immediately of the blood, and within 10 minutes, I was perfectly well.
他就把我带到楼下去，然后他把一个针热一个针到很烫的时候，就扎在我的那个指甲上，然后戳了一个洞以后，然后那个血就出来了，那我十分钟以后就好了。
In a way that might be a little bit off the subject.
那是题外话。
But I think we see there, beginning with the body helping, also another member of the body helping.
我们看见肢体里面互相的照顾，也看到在身体上大家互相的照
顾。Let me just say that you cannot teach, love.
我们不能够教导爱。
If we can't teach compassion and serving one another in the body.
我们不能够教导连续，能够互相扶持。
No more than I can teach this hand to take care of this hand.
我也不能教导我这个手来照顾另外一只手。
Do you get?Where the source is.
你知道这个它的源头在哪里吗？
It all has to originate from the head.
都需要从头基督那边开始。
And as we as members in the body become more dependent, as our life is laid down, we become more sensitive to the head.
当我们越过与基督连接，越把我们的生活放下来的时候，
If this arm is severed from the head and laying here on the chair,I don't care how much this is throbbing, it will never come and help this finger.
我们就能够与神连在一起。如果是我这个手切断放在那椅子上，不管这个手多么痛，他不会来帮忙他。
The only way we can minister and serve and wash one another's feet is to be connected moment by moment to the head.
若是我们唯一我们能够彼此互相扶持，我们能够互相洗脚的，就是我们要每一时刻都与头连接在一起。
All love, all joy, all wisdom, all direction comes from the head to the members of the body and then back through to respond.
我们的喜乐，我们的智慧，一切都是与这个头连接在一起。我们接受他的命令，然后我们也回应他的命令。
In conclusion this morning, the question that I have, what hinders us from entering into body life?
什么事情是阻止我们进入这个身体的生活呢？
I don't know if any of you have ever thought of that. What hinders us? Just think of it for a minute. What hinders us from entering into this body life?
你们有没有思想过什么是阻挡我们进入这身体的生活呢？
I think it's really our entire being.
我想就是我们的整个人。
One of the reasons I am happy to even be in this fellowship because of the mixed race.
我在这边非常高兴，是我们有不同的族类。
For races that are mixed to get along is not a natural worldly thing.
天然是人的是没有办法让两个不同的族类的人和谐的生活在一起。
We are very prejudiced against other races.
我们都是很有偏见。
Against other cultures.
我们也是对别的文化是有偏见。
Even gender, man against woman, woman against man.
即使是我们的性别，我们也是有偏见。
Our very being is one of antagonism against others.
我们这整一个人就是成为 对反对所有其他的事情的。
And yet, the body, and the Lord emphasizes the word one body, is a demonstration of how Christ breaks through, God breaks through all of these natural barriers.
神说到是一个身体，就是基督能够突破这 一切的隔阂。
But God has to do a work for that to occur.
但是神必须要来做工，才会成，这件事才会成功。
It takes repentance on every one of our part for those barriers to be broken.
要我们每一个人都有一个悔改的心，在神面前，这些的隔阂才会除去。
One of the things that we can even pray for in this fellowship that there even be a larger divergence of people, a different races.
我们可以祷告的是，我们可以让我在我们这个聚会里面有更多不同 的人种在一起。
You know, it's not always easy.
但这不是非常简单的。
When our sister asked for page 275 this morning, and it was all in Chinese, that made it very difficult for those over here.
当我们姊妹点一首诗歌的时候，打开来一看，都是中文诗，只有中文字，是实在非常让另外讲英文的弟兄姊妹们来唱。
And there's probably some of the English speaking people said, I don't know what are we supposed to do.
然后也许有一些人就说，哎，我真的不知道做什么事情。
I'm not going to go there anymore. They sing songs that I can't even understand.
我再也不去，因为他们唱的歌我都不能够明白。
And of course, the same thing has happened when someone has started singing a praise chorus and it's been in English, and people who speak Chinese do not understand the word.
那同样的也是当有些弟兄姊妹开始唱赞美的短诗的时候，都是用英文唱的，那中文的弟兄姊妹们就没有办法明白。
Do you know why the Lord makes those things to happen?
你知道神为什么让这些事情发生吗？
To demonstrate, to show us our prejudice, our condition.
就是让我们看见我们自己的光景，我们自己偏见。
So we try to find a fellowship that is just like us, white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant.
所以我们就要去寻找一个聚会，就是像我们自己一样的。
High middle class, we feel very comfortable in.
然后是高等高中高中等的阶级的家庭。
And many fellowships are based on these types of things.
那许多的聚会就是像这样子。
And it's the opposite of what the body wants.What the body is supposed to be.
这个与那个身体应该有的情景是完全相反的。
Do we see this when we read this? The body is many parts.
我们在读这段圣经的时候，看见我们的身体是有许多的肢体。
Red, yellow, black, and white.
有红红。对，有红的、黄的、白的、黑的。
We have mindsets.
我们也有自己的意见。
We have emotions that prevent us from entering into body life.
我们因着自己的情感也阻挡我们进入到身体的生活。
All of these things, brothers and sisters, need to be repented of.
这些事情我们都需要来悔改。
As we said earlier, we're not naturally a spiritual people.
我们说过，我们并不是生来就是一个属灵的人。
We're not naturally submissive to one another like this hand is submissive to the authority of the head.
我们并不是天生就是一个愿意顺服彼此顺服的人。
You know, brothers and sisters, it's sad to say, but most of our fellowships are like a spastic body.
我们的那个交通好像就是一个受痉挛，塑胶的身体。
There's a lack of coordination.
是没有配搭的。
There's resentment one with another.
彼此互相拒绝。
Little things that keep us, cause us to avoid a person or persons.
一些小小的事情就会让我们使得我们要来回避一些人。
Exactly the opposite of a way a healthy body responds.
是与一个那个健康的身体应该有的光景是完全相反的。
This body is, even as I stand here and just even walk around, it's just amazing how it just constantly is responding to the head.
当我站在这里的时候，我就感觉是非常的奇妙，这个身体是怎么样回应这个头脑的支配。
It's so natural, it's so fluid.
是非常的自然的。
You know, brothers and sisters, you can tell when there's a problem.
你可以知道什么时候有问题。
Tomorrow, even today, when you get irritated, that is a spastic situation. That's a problem.
当你今天或者是明天有些问题的时候，就你就知道那个是有问题的。
And I want to tell you a little secret, probably one of the biggest secrets for us to advance from here to a step higher in our Christian life.
我愿意告诉你们一个秘诀，让我们从这个境界到一个更高的一个境界。
And the secret is this: we have to get over the idea that it's our environment that has to change in order for me to be at peace.
我们必须要看见一件事情，就是并不是我们的环境能因着我们环境的改变，能够让我们有平安。
I don't care what your environment is in your marriage, in your family, at work. There is never an excuse, never an opportunity.According to the word, for us to be distraught, upset, agitated, anxious, fearful.
在不管我们的环境是如何，我们的婚姻的关系，我们的家庭生活，我们甚至我们的工作，不管怎么样，圣经告诉我们说，我们都不应该因着这些心里面产生焦虑，产生惧怕。
We are connected to the head.
我们是与头连接在一起的。
And regardless of all of the pressure around us,
不管我们四围的压力是如何，
the head has ample supply of peace, of rest, of contentment.
这个头能够给我们有充足的供应，有平安，有满足。
The day we see this, our life will radically change, and we will move up a very high notch spiritually.
我们一旦我们看见这件事实，我们的生活就会有一个彻底的改变，我们就能够进到更高的境界。
Not knowing that, I'll tell you what we do.
若是我们不知道这个话，我们会怎么做呢？
First of all, we want to change wives or husbands.
第一个，我们就会想说，我们应该换一个妻子或换一个丈夫。
We want to change jobs.
我们就换工作。
We want to change fellowships.
我们就换聚会的地方。
We want to change the neighborhood in which we live in.
我们就换一个我们四围的邻居。
If it wasn't for those neighbors next door,
若不是这隔壁的邻居，
I could be a happy person.
我就能够成为一个很快乐的人了。
You see how, if I just had a new car.
或者是我们若是有一个新车的话。
But I don't know if this is going to make it to work, so it just causes me to be anxious.
我不知道我现在有的车子能不能让我平安的去上班，所以真是让我很焦急。
Until we see we are connected to a God, a Christ that has all the riches of heaven at his disposal, including contentment, we will be always trying to change our environment.
若是我们直到我们能够看见说我们的头基督他是有天上一切的丰富的话，我们就会一直想要来想一些方法来解决我们的问题。
You know, brothers and sisters, I haven't even touched this word body.
我还没有讲到这个身体。
But I hope in the short time that we've just seen how tremendous it is to be hooked up with the head.
若是我们能够与这个头能够连接在一起，欢的是多么好。
There is no body without the head.
没有头就没有身体。
That's why everything we do in this fellowship, every time we make a decision, I was thinking of Chip when he was working that machine this morning. Even something like that needs to be covered through prayer.
我们就是在我们聚会里面每一个决定，就是像我们今天 Chief 小弟兄他在那边用为我们放映，都是需要。
The smallest details, our fellowship in the next hour with saints needs to be covered. We need to be hooked up to the head.
就是我们下一个时候，我们与圣徒的交通，我们都需要有一个遮盖，我们需要与头连接在一起。
We're to ask the Lord, who do you want me to sit by during the lunch time? Not.Who do I want to sit by?
我们要问主说你在吃中饭的时候，你愿意我与跟谁一起坐呢？而不是说我自己愿意跟谁坐就跟谁坐。
Remember, this hand is a spastic, handicapped hand if it's not getting direction from the head.
这个手若是没有头给他的指示的话，它只是一个残废的手。
Are you in the body this morning?
今天早上你是否是在身体的里面呢？
That means connected.Not only to brothers and sisters.
那个就是说，你并不只是与弟兄姊妹连接在一起。
First and foremost, it means connected to Christ.
最主要的、首要的就是你是与基督连接在一起。
A lot of times we spend too much time figuring out how do I relate to these people.
许多时候我们花很多时间在想说我们与别人的关系是如何呢？
There's one way to relate to everyone in this room, plus your relatives and plus everyone at work.
只有一个方法是能够让你与其他人的关系连接在一起。
Remembering all the time that you and I are to be connected to the head.
就是我们每一个时候我们你和我都是要与头连接在一起。
That is the only way.
那个是唯一的方法。
That's right.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we just say thank you this morning that you have given us Christ.
天父，我们感谢你，因为你把基督赐给我们。
And that we're just not dangling members of flesh meeting together.
我们并不只是悬挂在那边的一些肢体聚集在一起而已。
We're not just pieces of meat that are not organized together.
我们并不只是一块块肉，不是被放在一起，组织在一起的。
But that through Christ as the head, we are all one body.
因为基督是我们的头，我们都是一个身体。
And this morning we acknowledge that one perfect head.
我们今天早上来承认的一个完美的头。
And we submit ourselves again. We consecrate ourselves to that head.
我们将我们自己献上，也顺服在那个头之下。
For the health of ourselves,
为了我们自己的健康
for the health of our marriage,
为了我们婚姻的健康
for the health of our family,
为了我们家庭的健康
and for the health of your fellowship,
也为着你聚会的健康
we do need you,
我们实在需要你
this is your eternal plan,
这是你永远的计划
and it's our desire, Father, this morning that, to come into that plan.
我们也愿意今天早上就进入你的计划之中
keep us close to you this week.
让求你保守我们与你亲近。
In Jesus' name, amen.
感谢赞美主，靠主耶稣的名 ，amen。